Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, I know we've talked in the past and about downtown Buffalo, and you do plenty in downtown a lot with also with like Rotary Rink and a number of other initiatives. Recently, there's been the closure of Braemiller Market. There's the new the police precinct now going to take over there for a full year, and just other issues downtown like Heritage Point being inactive for almost a full year now. Just what are your thoughts in terms of downtown, where kind of things stand now, and are you concerned about where things stand with downtown?
Well, first and foremost, it was the pandemic that caused a lot of problems, not just in downtown Buffalo, but in downtowns across the country. Buffalo Place has been working very closely with our partner, the City of Buffalo and the University of Buffalo, to take a look at how can we get the momentum going that we had prior to the pandemic. We do know that we have less employees coming down because the work from home is a new event that's taking place across the country. But I believe that downtown has always been resilient. We've been through, you know, many different changes in downtown over the year. When they put the rapid transit system in, we lost quite a few businesses because they closed Main Street down for 5 years when they did that. I have a lot of faith that downtown Buffalo is going to be as strong as ever in the future. We have over 190 bars and restaurants in downtown. It's still where the Buffalo Sabres play hockey, the Buffalo Bandits play lacrosse. There's so much excitement still in downtown Buffalo with nightlife, the restaurant scene, and the downtown apartments are going very well. It's 99% occupied. So downtown's converting itself from mainly what I would say commercial office space to a true mixed-use downtown, which will be another neighborhood. So I'm very bullish on downtown Buffalo.
What more do you feel can be improved in terms of making downtown more sustainable and viable and kind of shifting the gear from the concerns of moving backwards to continuing to progress forward?
I think our future is it needs to be a neighborhood of neighborhoods. If you take a look, we have a strong west side. The east side is coming back very strong. Downtown is just a neighborhood too. So as we move forward and we figure out how we can convert more of these Class C office buildings to residential, what Douglas Jamel is doing at the Statler, which is moving forward now, take a look at how many people are now moving and making downtown their home. That'll make it more sustainable. Instead of having to drive to downtown Buffalo, you can walk out of your door and you can go to Chippewa Street. You can walk out of your door, you can go to a great public library. You walk out of your door, you can go to a Sabres game. You can go to a Bisons game. You can go to the canal side. You can go ice skate at Rotary Rink for free. So there's a lot still very good about downtown, and it's very resilient. And never give up on your downtown, because as I've said to many people, we only have one downtown in Western New York. That's downtown Buffalo. We want people to be proud of it.
I know the pandemic, as you made mention before, kind of slowed a lot of things down, maybe even kind of backed things up a little bit. But is it frustrating maybe a little bit to see progress slowed down so much, or do you just feel it just takes time for some of these good momentous movements to progress and kind of become what the envision is?
Well, if you take a look 20 years ago in downtown Buffalo, We did not have traffic on Main Street. If you follow traffic on Main Street, which we've been advocating for and working with the city and state and our federal partners, if you take a look where the private sector follows, the public sector invests first. We're almost finished with reintroducing traffic to Main Street. I think that curb appeal is going to add a whole new vitality to the downtown core, which is Main Street in downtown Buffalo. If you take a look at the 500 block 15 years ago and how desolate it was, take a look at it now. The Hyatt is up and running. All the residents that are now in the 500 block, all the businesses are in the 500 block. If the public sector invests, the private sector follows. I have great hope for downtown Buffalo.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.